From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Bill Curtis, and we're playing this week with Reza Aslan, Paula Poundstone, and Maz Jobranian, and here again as your host at the Chase Bank Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Bill. Thank you so much. Right now, it is time for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, Bluff the Listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our game in the air. Hi, you are on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, Peter. It's Matt Costello from Katona, New York.
Katona, New York?
Yep.
Isn't Katona famous as being the home of one Martha Stewart?
Well, she lives very nearby. I can go jogging past her house. She's been seen in the local shops.
Oh, my goodness. How close can you get to her house before the snipers start shooting warning shots?
Well, first there's the picket fences, then the electrified dogs.
Yeah, and the electrified dogs. I believe it. Matt, welcome to the show. You're going to play the game in which you must try to tell truth from fiction. Bill, what is Matt's topic?
Dude, where's my minivan?
Soccer moms are as American as apple pie and adult-onset diabetes, but this week we read a story about soccer moms making the news in a rather surprising way. So our panelists are going to tell you about it. Three stories of soccer moms in the news. Guess the true story, and you'll win soccer dad Carl Castle's voice in your voicemail. Ready to play?
All set.
First, let's hear from Paula Poundstone.
Friction growing in soccer mom competition. The soccer mom competition originated in Salt Lake City, Utah in 2009, where a group of soccer moms began comparing their achievements in gas mileage, promptness, and field-side healthy snacks. Eventually, they expanded the criteria to include the mom's fitness, the soccer player's grades, the amount of quality time spent with their soccer player, which is self-reported, and the more squishy categories of sportsmanship and good example. It started out as kind of a joke, says early participant Ellen Buffington. But since the Salt Lake Tribune got involved a couple of years ago, people take it really seriously. There's a $1,000 prize and a tiara. Now there's even a category where they judge your kid's self-esteem. My daughter Rebecca is going through a difficult time right now. She's had a growth spurt, and it really put me at a disadvantage. Paula Jordan's daughter is just much more upbeat. I think it's genetic. I don't see how that's fair. Many of the moms have tried to swing points their way by purchasing hybrid cars to improve their gas mileage, and some keep their kids up late trying to stretch their quality time scores. The gray areas and the higher stakes have caused friction to develop among the participants. Sure, Ellen Buffington has lost weight, says Paula Jordan, but she hasn't read to Henriette in months. It's no wonder her kid has no self-esteem.
A competition for best soccer mom. The next story of a soccer mom, or if you're European and pretentious, a football mom, comes from Reza Aslan.
WSPA-CBS-7 in South Carolina has made a big hire. She'll be in the newsroom every day in every editorial meeting and will travel to bureaus around the state. Her name is Michelle. She's a soccer mom with two kids, and according to news director Karen Kelly, she will have editorial control over what Channel 7 News broadcasts. Also, she's made of cardboard. Michelle is who you want watching your newscasts, Kelly wrote in a memo to her staff regarding the cardboard cutout of Michelle and her kids. Michelle is meant to serve as a reminder to WSPA reporters of who their audience is, brainless, two-dimensional props. No word yet on whether Michelle's husband, a recycled Zappos box, will also be joining the staff.
A cardboard soccer mom, complete with kids, joins the staff of a TV news department. Your last story of soccer moms in the news comes from Mr. Maz Jobrani.
Competition in youth soccer games can get pretty heated. So heated that the young can sometimes lose perspective on the lessons of camaraderie and teamwork that come with the game. That's why a group of soccer moms in Austin, Texas, have recently banded together to tweak the game and make it less competitive. We figured if we take the ball out of the game, it would make the kids focus more on each other and less on scoring. Says Amy Baxter, who spearheaded the movement. Now the kids just go out there and pretend to kick a ball. They have to use their imagination and create a collaborative environment. Nobody loses and everybody wins. But not everyone is on board with this ball-less youth soccer league. Maria Rodriguez, who recently moved her family from Spain, was a bit perplexed. I don't know how you play the soccer or football, as we call it in Barcelona, without a ball. I am having a tough time explaining to my son to kick the ball when there is no ball to kick. I say to him, kick the ball. He say, where is it? I say, I don't know. Use your imagination.
All right. So one of these was a real story. Was it from Paula Poundstone, an actual competition for the best soccer mom of all the soccer moms? From Reza Aslan, how a cardboard soccer mom is now being employed at a TV news station to basically oversee their work. Or from Maz Jobrani, how a certain league of soccer has lost its balls thanks to the soccer moms.
Well, it's hard to believe that any of those are true, but I think based through what I know of some news stations, I will say maybe Reza's story about the cardboard soccer mom as inspiration of This Is Our Audience.
Yes, that's the story you're choosing then. Okay, it was Reza's story of the cardboard soccer mom at the TV news station. Well, to bring you the real story, we actually spoke to the real soccer mom. Here she is. That was Michelle, the cardboard soccer mom. She was the only, this is true, she was the only person at the TV station who would agree to talk to us about the story. But it is in fact true, this TV news station has in fact acquired a cardboard soccer mom to remind them for whom they're producing stories. Congratulations, Matt. You got it right. You've earned a point for Reza, and you've won our prize. Carl Castle recorded the greeting in your voicemail. Well done, sir.
Terrific. Thanks, Mike.
Yeah. Nice.
Thanks so much for playing, Matt.
Take care now.